You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I'm kind of nervous. I've never really been nervous about anything on this show before, but I'm kind of nervous about what's coming up now.
Okay, why is that?
Well, like a month ago, I started doing something that 12 months ago I promised myself I would never do. I would never become what I have become.
So was this something that you... Is this like a habit you wanted to break, or was this something that you never... This is a path that you never wanted to tread?
Yeah, the second one. It's a path that I never wanted to go down. I never wanted to get involved in this.
Are we descending into chaos?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But I kind of did, in a way, get accidentally involved with it, and I'm kind of now semi-kind of hooked on it sort of thing.
All right, I'm right there with you.
So it's... Okay, so it's time to come clean.
Yeah, we're here for you. This is an intervention.
Yes.
We all love and care for you immensely, Jordan, and we just want you to be the best of yourself that you possibly can be.
Sorry, this is a very emotional moment. I just need to...
Yeah.
Sorry, this is a...
All right.
Okay, here we go. I mean, it's just... God, look at this acting. It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to do this live on the show, but I did prepare something pre-recorded just in case I wouldn't be able to, and I fear that... Do you have that little pre-recorded thing that I did yesterday?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Yeah, no, should we play it? Because I've been talking about it for a long...
My goodness.
I've kind of been mumbled. You can tell I'm nervous. Hello. Pre-recorded Jordan here. If you're listening to this, live Jordan has bottled the announcement and has clicked the pre-record that he did yesterday. I don't know why he's so nervous about this announcement. I mean, I can only assume that he is nervous because, I mean, that acting before was top-notch. I mean, give that man an Oscar. But, like, seriously, 165 million people around the world are doing the exact same thing as he is. And it's not like he's the first one out of them to do it. People have been doing this for 2, maybe even 3 years, so I don't know why he's so nervous about it, but anyway, without further ado, here is the announcement. The announcement that you have been waiting for. I am going to say it right now. This is the announcement. This is the moment. If you have come to listen to the moment, this is it. It is about to happen. This is the announcement right now. I'm about to say it. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.5, 1... Go. Jordan has started making TikTok videos.
Yes, I'm one of those people.
I've started making TikTok videos. I'm a TikTok. I've got like 400 followers. Radio Air Jordan, go follow me.
That's exciting.
I know. I've been doing it for like a month or so. It's time to come clean.
I thought you were like testing how long I would let this go on for, because...
Look, I saw your face.
I was like, wait a second. Is there actually an announcement, or is this just like we're caught in some kind of vortex?
I know. I don't actually have anything planned for the rest of the show, so I was hoping that would go on for about half an hour.
I was like, oh, wait, we're never going to be able to leave. This is it.
No, although that gives me a brilliant idea for what to do on the show tomorrow.
Well, congrats. 400 people following you for the TikToks. That's quite impressive numbers.
I know, yeah.
Are they most out of Korea? Where are they coming from?
I don't know. I believe they're Australian. Radio Jordan, go follow. But Simo,
yeah.
The question that I'm sure is on the tip of your tongue is what type of videos?
Yeah, are you doing like song and dance, kind of like Old Town Road remixes and stuff?
Well, I mean, you scroll through TikTok and there are a lot of dance videos.
Yeah.
That is not me, though.
Oh, what are you doing?
Because I can't dance.
Okay.
Simo, what I did...
To be honest, most of the TikTok dancers can't either.
Good point. Simo, look, I mean, as much as I don't want to drag this out further, I fear I'm about to.
Yes.
Because what I did could have very much got me in trouble.
Oh, with the law?
No.
Oh, okay.
With our bosses.
Oh, that's exciting.
And if you were listening to the show last week, you may have picked up on it. But Simo, I'm going to come clean about something else. What type of videos? We'll do that next.
Okay.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, we are in the middle of an emotional show full of announcements.
Yeah.
We've done one so far.
One so far to announce that Jordan is now on TikTok. Go follow him at...
Radio Air Jordan.
It's a good name. Yeah, yeah, Grotto.
I think it's Jordan's shoes, and it's also my name.
Yeah, righto. You're going to get sued by MJ. What's his name? Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan.
No, probably not Michael Jackson.
No, wrong one.
But Simo, yes, so I have started the TikTok. I've started doing those type videos, not dance videos.
That's awesome.
Because I'm a terrible dancer.
Yeah.
But what I thought I'd do is try and integrate, you know, our job and, you know, the radio here.
Fantastic.
Onto TikTok.
Oh, cool.
So I came up with a bit of idea. Now, to my knowledge, the bosses are here at the radio station don't know about this. Yeah. I don't think you know about this.
It's always good to come clean on air, yeah. Live. That's the best way to go about it.
If I'm not here for the second half of the show, you know it hasn't gone well.
Gone.
But Simo, so you didn't notice about this. I don't think anyone else in the office noticed that I was doing this, so I think I got away with it.
Alrighty.
What I did was I would let, for all of last week,
yeah,
as I would let my 400-odd followers on TikTok decide to comment a word, like a weird word.
Right.
And I would have to subtly bring that up in conversation.
Very good.
Kind of without everyone knowing about it.
Nice.
We've kind of got the edited highlights here. We'll get to that in a second.
Fantastic.
But at the start of the week, the word started off kind of, I don't want to say easy.
Yeah.
But kind of, they weren't too tricky to kind of weave into conversation subtly without other people knowing.
Simple stuff.
However, by the end of the week,
things got a bit out of hand.
The last one on day five, my God, that was a challenge.
What was it? Was it your favourite long word? What is it? Anti-disestablishmentarianism? Was that it?
No, some people commented that. I thought, no, I'm not doing that.
It's like, wow. It's like, how are you going to slip that in? Good luck.
I know. It wasn't that, though, but I think it was an equally hard... Well, actually, it wasn't a word. It was a short sentence as well. But Simo, should we start from day one? Let's go back to last Monday, and these are the editor highlights of me trying to weave a bit of an odd word into conversation on the radio without anyone else noticing. Day one, hippopotamus.
Just weird things you find on the internet. Like, I just stumbled across a Facebook page called Harry Styles Looks Like a Hippopotamus. Like, I mean, I hate to break it to the 223 people that like this page, but, no. No, he does not.
Day two, Santa.
I just seen Megan Trainor a couple of days ago announced he's bringing out a Christmas album. It's going to be called A Very Trainor Christmas. I just realised this a couple of days ago. It's kind of scary. Under 3 months until the big day. Santa will be here soon.
Day three, chicken nuggets.
Joel Curry, it's head and heart. I know that I'm hungry. It's lunchtime. Someone bring me some chicken nuggets, please.
Day four, snuggly crocodile.
Yeah, hey, we've got a bit of Adam Lambert on the way next. Hey, back in a pre-COVID world, Adam, he was actually performing a show live, this is a couple of years back, and a fan threw a toy at him. The toy was an adult toy, I think that's the best way of describing it. Certainly wasn't like a cute teddy bear or a snuggly crocodile toy or anything like that. Yeah. Please don't throw anything at your radio in this one plays next.
Day five, what's your opinion on Trump? I kinda like him.
I just got a phone call from a guy called Mark, who said, what's your opinion on Trump? I kind of like him. I think Mark may have the wrong number. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am.
So there we go. I think I got through the whole week without anyone picking up on what I was doing.
Yeah. I think you deserve one of these, Jordan. Well done.
Thank you.
That's quite an achievement you've done there.
All my life I've been wanting to get a tick sound effect, and now I have.
Finally.
Yes.
So is this still continuing? Is it like...
Well...
Now the game's up. I can see the phone's ringing. I don't know if it's the Trump supporter or it's the boss.
It could be both.
It could be.
I'm not sure which one would be worse.
At this point.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I wish you luck.
Yes.
Shall we just put that on hold until later?
Let's just unplug the phone.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Chickens. We've had chickens named after ourselves, actually.
Yes, we do. There is a chicken out there called Simo. There is another one called Jordan.
I do have news, though, regarding the Simo and Jordan chickens.
Oh, no, do you? Wait, yeah. is it good news or bad news?
Bad news.
Yeah. I fear what you said. I've got news. It's not going to be good.
So a fox managed to get up over a chicken coop fence line.
Oh, no.
And murdered us to absolute bits.
Why are you laughing about this? This is a sad moment.
I know. Well, it is sad, isn't it? But, you know, foxes got to eat.
Yeah. Can we name the fox after us? Or?
Yeah, it's probably. I assume management may have...
Does the fox take over the Simo and Jordan name? Is there a fox out there running around called Simo and Jordan?
Maybe, yeah. Well, could be the future for us. Look out for us on
as
the
foxes.
Yeah.
So Until that fox gets killed by an even bigger animal.
So the reason I bring up chickens is because over the weekend, the fearless leader himself, ScoMo, Scott Morrison, installed a chicken coop at his house.
Okay.
So he has already put it together, and now there is a trending hashtag called ChickenGate.
Right.
Because everyone's piling in on him basically putting a chicken coop on a heritage-listed property.
Okay.
Because now this isn't in Sydney at Kirribilli.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen where the Prime Minister lives, like on the harbour.
I've knocked on the front door.
I don't know if world leaders will be, you know, when Corona's over, coming to visit Australia and go, oh, do you want to come and see the chickens? Might not be the most professional look.
Could you imagine the summits? You know, there's like, you got Putin who's out there busy, like, riding.
Doing nothing illegal.
He's riding bears to and from work. And then there's like ScoMo. He's just over there patching a chicken.
Imagine if ScoMo's on like a Zoom conference or something with like Putin, Trump, Boris Johnson, all the other world leaders.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, sorry, guys. Sorry, Trumpy. Just give us 2 minutes. I'm just going to go feed the chickens.
And so it's also been announced that he's going to name the chickens after people. Now, Simo and Jordan aren't getting a run, unfortunately.
Disappointed.
So I had hoped maybe that we could get some chicken, not vengeance, but
maybe we could just go out and get some chicken.
Maybe we could donate 2 chickens to him.
Well, I mean, they're not alive anymore.
Okay, so he's going to name all his chickens after the wives of former prime ministers.
Right.
So I did a quick check on what the names were.
Okay.
So former spouses of the prime ministers. We've currently got Jenny.
Oh, is he? That's so the Jenny, one. She is ScoMo's.
That's
wife.
It, Jenny Morrison.
Okay.
Lucy Turnbull. So we've got a Jenny, a Lucy, and then we've got a Margaret Veronica.
Margaret Veronica?
Yeah, or Margie for short.
Hang on, there's been a lot of prime ministers.
That's Abbott's.
So Tony Abbott, okay.
That's Abbott's other half. So Margaret Veronica.
Okay.
So you can already tell that that one's going to be trouble in the chicken coop.
Yeah.
Just through the longer name. Then you've got Therese.
Therese, where are we up to now? Was Rudd?
That's Rudd.
Okay.
And then finally, the one I wanted to bring to you was Timothy. Tim.
Tim. Well, that was Julia.
Yeah.
Julia's other half,
so,
I guess.
I don't know. I feel like Tim might get a bit of a short stick. He might not get a chicken named after him.
Well, I feel that, I mean, my political knowledge is not the best.
Yeah.
I wasn't Rudd in twice, 2 separate occasions.
That's true.
So Teresa Rudd
might get 2 chickens.
Might get 2 chickens. Maybe Teresa first and Teresa the second.
Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, a British library has gone semi-viral, all because of what it posted on social media the other day.
Finally, libraries becoming relevant again.
Yes, well, I've... Maybe. Let's just wait until we get to the end of the story before.
Have you got a library card?
No.
I do. I still got my library card.
Is it still valid or did it expire in 2005?
I reckon, no, it's still valid. It's a very old, very old, very old card.
Well, Simo, look, you said libraries may be becoming more relevant. I fear not, because the person who is in this story, I feel, is kind of taking the mickey out of the library.
Okay.
Let me tell you what happened. So a British library posted on social media that someone had returned 3 books 48 years too late. One of the books in question...
It does make me fear the fact that I've probably got some that are equally... that they might reach that level.
Well, I mean, if you've got books that are, 20 years older than you, that would be an achievement.
That would be quite good.
But Simo, one of the books that this guy returned was a Thomas the Tank Engine book.
Thomas the Tank Engine, the little blue unit.
I feel... The little blue unit. That's not a way anyone has ever described Thomas the Tank Engine.
The stocky boy.
I tell you what, I fear for the person who, because obviously when a book is out...
Say what you like about Thomas, but he's never been off the rails.
I like Thomas. Actually, no, there were a couple of episodes.
There were a few where he went off the rails.
There are a few when he literally went off the rails. I think there was a movie or something that was the basic plot for.
Get it together, Thomas. Honestly, we thought you preferred the straight and narrow.
I mean, he's on the rails for for a lot of the episodes, but there's just some where he's a train sometimes, you know.
Every now and again he falls off.
Yeah, stuff happens.
A poor guy.
No, but Simo, so this book, so it was 48 years overdue.
Oh, hell.
I kind of feel sorry for the person who reserved the book 48 years ago, because presumably if they're reading Thomas the Tank Engine, they may be quite younger.
They'd have to source it from another library.
Well, I mean, I just hope they're not still waiting, because, you know, for almost 50 years, they've been going, oh, come on, when's the... Any day now, the book's going to be in.
Yeah, they've probably taken, like, there's... They've probably revolved through more reservations in that time, because 48 years, obviously, anyone that would want Thomas the Tank Engine outgrows it pretty quick.
Yeah, you've got at least like a 2-year window where Thomas the Tank Engine is good.
We had little Timmy that wanted it last week, but it is little Jace that wants it this week.
And now little Jace is 50 years old, so he doesn't want it.
Exactly.
I've got the other two books that were 48 years overdue.
Ooh, okay, yeah.
If you're interested, so we had the Thomas the Tank Engine book.
Yep.
We had another train book called The Railway Series Number 22, Small Railway Engines.
I'm sensing a theme.
We'll see if you can sense a theme with the third one. Learning with Colour Architecture. The Great Art of Building.
That's great. So wait, and had those all been taken out at the same time?
Yes.
Okay.
They had all been taken out at the same time, all 48 years overdue, and got mailed back to the Basingstoke Library in England with an apology letter from the person who had checked them out.
Who was that?
I did.
Okay.
Doesn't say.
Because I was going to say, has that guy, what was he planning at that age? He was planning some kind of...
To be a trains or a colourful architect.
Well, he's building a train station, I'd imagine.
Be a colourful one.
Yeah.
But Simo, okay, maybe I'm being a bit sceptical here.
Mm.
Maybe I'm, you know, putting two and two together when they're not there. I want to see what you think about this.
Yeah.
So he's had this book out for 50 years. Just a couple, about a month or so ago, this in particular library in the UK said, you know what, library fees, because of COVID and all that sort of thing, just forget about them. You know, I know that people are struggling financially and all that sort of stuff, so don't worry about paying your library fees. We'll cover it.
Okay.
The library fee would have been, for having these books out for 48 years, over $10,000.
Yeah, no, see, that's what freaks me out. That's what I'm like, surely there's something in my house that's gathering debt.
Well, do you reckon this guy maybe realised that he had these books out? We'll say maybe not at the 48-year mark, maybe at the 30-year mark, and kind of thought, oh, no, geez, they're going to be so... I don't have the money to pay for the fine. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Mm.
I'll just hold on to them in the hope a global pandemic hits.
Oh, genius.
And all of a sudden, library book fees become a thing of the past.
Wow.
And then he had to wait another 18 years or so. All of a sudden, COVID-19 comes along.
That is frightening.
He's noticed that this... library has said, you know what, library fees, like, don't worry about them if they're overdue. And he's like, right, now's my time to give back the Thomas the Tank Engine book.
Jeez, that whoever that is a genius. If they're building train stations at age 8 and then also making sure that they can return books that may have caused debt into the tens of thousands of dollars and are returning them at the exact moment that they are no longer...
I mean,
maybe
that's not confirmed. Maybe that's just me being skeptical.
Was it Elon Musk? It was some kind of genius that's building new age transport?
No, I do have his name here. It was an E. Musk.
It was an E. Musk, a Bezos. There's someone in there, some kind of super genius.
It's either a Bezos, a Trump, or Musk.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Chinese food. Love a special fried rice. Big fan.
I do. Well, I'm a big, yes, Simo, you know, I'm a fan of takeaway full stop. No matter what it is.
Lemon or honey chicken? Which one?
Both. Oh, yeah, can we just both?
Order both?
Yeah.
The reason I bring up Chinese food is because a Chinese restaurant overseas has had well, they were open at the time, right?
Right.
But what has occurred is three crims rolled in, ordered a bit of food.
Had they just robbed a bank and wanted to... get some takeaway on the way home?
Well, it's interesting that you say that. They didn't rob a bank, but they did then attach a device to the in-house ATM.
Right.
Waited for their food, attached this thing to the ATM, blew up the ATM, and then tried to make away with the cash box.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
That's a pretty...
It's really odd.
Yeah. So hang on. So this Chinese place had an ATM inside the Chinese place?
That's correct.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Right.
And but they ordered first. And then
priorities.
But they didn't get their food. They'd be going through the list. I'll get a number one. Can I get a six?
If you knew you were gonna order and then just blow up an ATM and not actually eat the food, you would order the most expensive thing as well.
It's double the offence, isn't it? Because A, you're getting someone to cook some food you're not gonna eat,
mm-hmm.
and then you're blowing something up.
Look, I know which one offence it probably holds more, you know, jail time.
Well, hospitality workers, I tell you what.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand annoying and bad for business and don't go order food unless you're not going to go pick it up and eat it.
Mm.
But at the same time, don't go and blow up ATMs, I feel, is also an equally, if perhaps not stronger, message.
And the fact it was open as well.
Yeah.
Like, the place, there's still people in there eating. Like, what do you do?
Well, when it was closed, that would be a certain dead giveaway.
So wait.
They were there like 1 o'clock in the morning or something, just going, oh, I wonder where the waitress is. I want my fried rice.
So what happens to you, Jordan?
No, I don't go and blow up ATMs if that's the question you're going to ask.
If you're sitting in there picking out a number one or six from a Chinese menu and someone...
Just side note, thank you so much for whoever invented numbers on those menus.
Genius.
Big
time. What do you do? Are you...
So if I was just eating my meal and then this happened?
Yeah, what do you do?
I would certainly consider finishing the meal.
Would you? I feel like
if it was nice.
I feel like you're going to go up to the chef's pass and have a look at their meals once they've bolted.
Once they've bolted, please go in there. It's like, oh, there's Peking duck there.
Is there anyone eating this?
Anyone gonna?
Is that
so? No one's eating that.
Right.
So well, free.
So they've actually
if
done...
not just go grab a note that they might have left behind.
They've
left a 50 on the floor. Here you go.
They've done you a favour there. But it's worth mentioning, I think also there must have been a bit of a hierarchy to the criminals. Two got away on foot and one on a bicycle.
Right.
So can definitely tell who's in charge there.
Well, no, maybe they all had bicycles, but like the two that got away on foot had eaten so much Chinese food, they couldn't actually get on the bike.
Bad stomach.
You know, they just ate so much food.
I told you not to order the lemon and the honey chicken together.
I know, but it's nice. I couldn't help myself.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.